Each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic addresses a health issue and explains how we can deal with it naturally. So Dr. Betty was in last week and she promised that we would talk about the coronavirus. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning.
Let's get right to it.
So a lot of my patients are asking me to comment on the coronavirus. And, you know, it's most people are glued to the news because of the spread of the coronavirus. And preventing illness altogether may be out of our control. But what we can do from a naturopathic perspective is really prepare our bodies and minds and homes. And really what I'm trying to do is help people navigate this era with a little bit more confidence. So what do we know about the coronavirus? There's lots of information. We know it's very contagious. It's a respiratory illness. It's quickly spreading through the world. And it's for some patients, it could be symptoms can be similar to a mild cold, or they might exacerbate to pneumonia. Some symptoms, known symptoms, fever, alternating with cough, could be mild or severe. Sometimes it could lead to pneumonia and sometimes can be accompanied by vomiting and diarrhea. So from a naturopathic perspective, you know, we don't want to see patients with coronavirus in our clinic. We want to make sure the patients are going to the hospital, going through the conventional medical ways to address coronavirus. But let's talk about some ways to boost the immune system to really help protect us from any virus for that matter. So certainly hand hygiene is going to be the most important thing. And, you know, I know a lot of patients are asking me about what are the natural ways that we can use hand sanitizers. And because so many of the hand sanitizers are out of stock. And there is some information, I think, on the CDC website where you can actually make your own hand sanitizers made out of anywhere between 70 to 90% alcohol. Now, alcohol is very drying to the hands. So, you know, it will cause cracks to form in your hands, which open your skin up to more infections. So I usually recommend mixing it with some aloe vera, for example, and you can even use some tea tree oil to make it smell a bit better. And there is a little bit of antiviral properties with tea tree oil. So there are lots of information on the internet, for example. And I'm going to be posting some of this information as well on my clinic Facebook page. So if patients want to go to the Facebook page for the Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, they'll be able to find some of this information as well. But certainly some tips: maintaining a healthy diet, trying to avoid prepared foods with ingredients that you can't pronounce, of course, minimizing sugar, increasing our leafy green vegetables. Things like orange foods, such as oranges and red bell peppers and sweet potatoes, are really high in beta carotene, and those are protective antioxidants. Salmon and other fish provide healthy fats. Turmeric, which is could either be fresh or powdered, can really help with reducing inflammation in the body. Garlic and ginger sometimes provide immune-boosting effects. Berries, like blueberries, they contain flavonoids, compounds, which are helpful in fighting respiratory tract infections. And even unpasteurized honey, such as Manuka honey, can actually help reduce cough symptoms. This time of year, I often will recommend specific supplements, things like vitamin C and vitamin D. And there was an interesting study done actually in China. They were using high-dose vitamin C and determining whether that was actually helping patients recover from coronavirus. And I'm not quite sure what the results showed because it was done very early on. But it's interesting, I found the researchers were actually looking at intravenous vitamin C as a way to treat and help with symptoms. Probiotics are actually kind of, often people think of them for gut bloating, but actually probiotics and specific strains, for example, can often be protective for respiratory infections. So it's not just for the gut, it's actually for the immune system as well. And of course, nothing can provide 100% protection, but making sure that our bodies are healthy to begin with is a great way to help fight viruses. Other things we can do is making sure that we stay hydrated. Water has a great way of flushing out toxins from our body. If patients do get sick and they're obviously quarantined at home, making sure that we have good humidity in the house to relieve congestion. Tinctures that I often recommend for patients that have infections in general include things like elderberry syrups, because they can be helpful for respiratory infections, zinc supplements, many different kinds of things that can be used naturopathically to help fight infections and as well as help our immune system to get better when we do get respiratory infections of any kind. So these are helpful tips, certainly, that can certainly benefit patients in their home.
So I was writing as you were speaking, and I have 6 tips: washing your hands and having a sanitizer that you can make at home. Perhaps you could send me a recipe and I can post it on Marilyn's website. Diet, basically feeding your body the right things for antioxidants and boosting your immune system and staying healthy. Supplements, high doses of vitamin C and D help recover or maybe fight the virus. Probiotics, stay hydrated, and tinctures such as zinc. So I know that it involves a conversation and you have a lot to say about this, but if you're interested in fighting any virus, more specifically coronavirus, then give Dr. Betty Rosendahl a call. Her phone number is 905-707-2001. I'll repeat that, 905-707-2001. Dr. Rosendahl offers a complimentary consultation, 15 minutes either on her phone or in person. So if you have a question and you want to boost your immune system and fight viruses of any kind, here are 6 tips on her website and Facebook, and we will follow this up more closely. Thank you, Dr. Rosendahl.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.